Well, we know the purpose of our meeting. It's to certify the candidate for council. I have four seats open, one in District 2, one in District 4, and two at-large seats. And as a result of the new law, or recent law, the law states that if only one person filed for the seat, or seats that's open, and no one filed as a write-in candidate or as a petition candidate, 14 days after the filing period closes, an election will not be necessary. So that's the situation we're in. That when the filing closed, there was one person filed on the Democratic ticket. And
now, who would that be? Lessie?
Lessie Price.
Right.
And then for the Republicans, there was two candidates filed for District 4 and four candidates filed for the two at-large seat. So there was a primary. The Republicans had a primary, and the winners of the primary are the persons that are the winners for the seat, because there were no opposition. No one filed for as a write-in or a petition candidate in the time frame. So what we charged to do now is to certify the candidates. And for District 2, Ms. Lessie Price. For District 4 is Reggie Ebner. And for the at-large seats, it's Steve Homoke, is that the way you pronounce it? Okay. And Don Wells. Those are four candidates that will be sworn in at our next council meeting. So our responsibility here today is to certify these names as the winners of the election.
And what election? We ain't gonna have one.
The winner
based on current law.
Yeah.
Certifiable.
Right. Right. And that's it. So we'll entertain a motion to certify these names as the winners, or to be seated on council, and we'll write up the information, and once that's done, Sarah will get it all to come in and sign that, and that be the report that we give to council on November, the city council, November the 23rd. Yeah, that will be 23rd.
So moved.
Second.
Moving second that the four candidates, Lessie Price, Reggie Ebner, Steve Homoke, and Don will be certified as candidates for be seated on city council. All in favor of the motion, let me know by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposes. And that's it. Basically, that concludes what we're here for.
Mr. Chairman, do we have any idea with this current law how much this is saving the city as a result of this, so we don't have to formally go through the election process?
No, but I can tell you it's at least about $4,000.
I was going to say.
Yeah, it's about $4,000.
I thought it'd be a little bit more than that, but still.
Well, it could be. This is, you know, kind of ballpark figure, just what do I think it wouldn't be less than $4,000, $4,000 or more. So that's it. So we'll put the statement together, and we'll get our signatures, and we'll present this to council so we can meet here council for a council meeting for swearing in on November the 23rd. That's 7 p.m. Any question, any recommendation, any statements there? Okay. Anything for me to deal? Well, okay, well, I can just say